This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Coming up in about 40 minutes here, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. It is another day to discuss Shador's big preseason debut for the Cleveland Browns. But if you think Jonathan Peterlin went hard in the paint for Shador earlier in the show, you clearly haven't heard what Kendrick Perkins had to say. Do we get the audio of this? All right, so then maybe it was just a tweet where he said Shador has the most star power for a Cleveland rookie since LeBron, which I believe, even for Kendrick Perkins, I would quantify as incredible hyperbole.
Yeah, but we can talk about it, right? Like, I mean, I think
We can talk about it. It's just, I think our boy here is maybe glossing over some pretty big rookies that have come into Cleveland.
Yeah, so is Shador right now at a level that was higher than Johnny?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, Johnny's probably, that was hype of a different level.
I don't think so either. And I also wonder, I think Baker at this point was also higher too, even though Baker wasn't even, because Baker did not start out of the chute. Remember, he needed that Thursday night game against the Jets week 3 in order to get in. And before that, it was just Hugh Jackson congratulating him for getting the backup role.
Yeah.
But he still had major hype to it. Like, that's the point.
Yeah, he was the Heisman winner.
He was number one
in the
overall.
Playoffs, number one overall.
Had the incident with the cops his last year at Oklahoma, and then was like beefing back and forth with all sorts of people before he ever even played a snap.
And came in, and by the way, to Shador's credit, Shador has been very, very, very humble on every regard. Baker was not.
Baker wasn't even shy about it.
There was so much bluster with Baker coming in. Those were the first two that I thought of. When Kendrick was like, he's got the most star power since LeBron. It's like, well, Johnny Manziel was probably the most overhyped athlete I've ever seen coming out of college that also ended up being the 22nd pick in the draft, and just complete bust. But then from like the substantiated hype, then there's Baker.
Now, I mean, relative to where they were drafted, I think that's a different story, right? Like, because you're never going to have a 5th-round pick be hyped up the way that Shador currently has been.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And listen, I do think this might be a weird way of putting this. We're almost in an era where you can't compare today's athlete in hype versus an athlete 15 years ago, or 12 years ago, 13 years ago, like Johnny. Because, I mean, guys, Johnny was very early. Can you imagine Johnny in the NIL era where you're allowed to have your own YouTube and you're allowed to have your own TikTok?
Yeah, it's a great point.
And monetize it?
Well, I thought about this earlier with the idea, just quarterbacks in general. Because I was thinking about the people that get on Shador Sanders for being the Instagram quarterback and having the follow that he has. And this goes down to even just the entrance that he had at 4 o'clock on Friday before the game. It's like, all of these quarterbacks are mega stars online. Like, there's not a starting quarterback in the game that doesn't have a massive presence. It's just different than what it was 10, 15 years ago.
So we're going to throw this out to you guys as we continue the conversation. 216-474-0092. So Kendrick Perkins says Shador has the most star power for a rookie since LeBron. We'll ask you whether you agree or disagree, but who do you think had more star power? I think Kyrie, and I... I think it was muted because the Cavs were going to be so historically bad.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyrie coming out of Duke was not with that was a star before he actually was a star on the court.
But the problem there is that he didn't play that much at Duke.
Yeah, well, you know, and honestly, he didn't. He was on track to play 60 some games and then got hurt as a rookie too.
Right, and I think a lot of that really slowed down his momentum. Like if it had been, watching him play for a whole entire season, like a Zion type thing, then I think there would have been a bigger lead up for someone like that. He was more of a guessing game than anything.
So Kyrie was kind of the first one I thought of, and I'm trying to think of either Browns players, which, you know what? I'll actually give you another one. Kellen Winslow. Now, I mean, Kellen, this is going on 20 years ago, and so Kellen was taken a year after LeBron was drafted. I think there was a lot of people in town, myself included, at 18, that thought Kellen was going to be the heir apparent to Ozzie Newsome, and we finally got a true superstar-level player, and then a bike incident happened, and then everything else happened. Kellen was another one of those guys who there was like holy crap level of hype and star power coming in. Let us not forget, because somebody quoted this over the weekend, I'm a bleeping soldier. That was like a whole mantra for an entire summer.
Yeah.
And then we found out he was an immature jackass, and then we kind of just all quieted down real
just
quick.
Hard. It's hard to gauge. That is so long ago relative to what it is right now, where it feels like it's just so much more in your face.
Well, and so to your what you're saying is, I think the other part with Kellen you have to admit is, that was like towards the tail end of that Miami run where, I mean, there were dudes of those Miami teams, including guys like Ray Lewis, including guys like Greg Olson, who you could say were as like noteworthy nationally as like NFL players at the time, because they just had such an intense. Same thing with USC, by the way, with Pete Carroll's team there, with Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart.
Yeah, for sure.
Like there was an era of college dudes for about 7 or 8 years where if you went to one or two, maybe three programs, you were as noteworthy as like an NFL player, which is insane.
I think that has to be part of the discussion. But in that respect, I think Shador has brought way more Colorado fans over than Baker did Oklahoma fans even. And we broadcasted Baker's games here.
I was going to say.
Like in Oklahoma. Like yeah. It carried. I just remember both times very well. I remember there was a lot of Oklahoma contingent that came over with us, but it doesn't seem like it's anywhere close to what Colorado was.
All right, can I give you one? Because it falls in line with the Kellen Winslow one. And much like Shador, he was not a first-round pick. But I remember the pomp and circumstance that came with this guy, even though he himself was a very down-home dude and not very, like, not didn't have, like, the same swag that, like, Shador has.
Mm-hmm.
You might think I'm crazy. Colt McCoy. The hype that Colt McCoy came into Cleveland with, fresh off the success he had at Texas, there was a fair amount of draft guys at the time saying the new Tom Brady was just drafted in the NFL because Colt's intangibles, it was him being the face of Longhorns football for, I think, 4 years.
Yeah.
The hype on that one, I think we maybe lost it a little bit because then Colt played and he wasn't very good and then became a backup. The Colt McCoy hype train was very, very real.
So what's interesting is with all these guys, Baker's the only one that we mentioned that really ended up accomplishing a ton to then be able to be like, hey, this is where this eventually gets to.
I mean, Kellen Winslow, despite the knee injury, did become a top five tight end for like 6 or 7 years.
I wouldn't put him in the same frame of watching him develop into the stardom that was attached to it.
216-474-0092. Kendrick Perkins says Shador has the most star power for a rookie since LeBron.
Like there are people that legitimately, when Baker left, just stopped being Browns fans and just followed Baker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's a level that I don't know anybody else can get to.
I mean, we have it with Shador. I'm trying to think if there's anybody that's fit. I mean, the LeBron thing, obviously, but that. Then they became Miami fans and then Cleveland fans. And now
just quarterbacks.
Fans.
Quarterbacks in general are the only ones that can ever threaten LeBron in this category or this discussion or the highest since LeBron. It's really the only ones I think that can come to play here.
Lonnie in Cleveland. Kendrick Perkins says Shador has the most star power for a rookie since LeBron James. Agree or disagree?
Yes. First of all, let me just say thank you for taking my call. And, you know, I'm going to be humbled by Shador. You know, but no head bowing and no bending. I would like to just say, you know, salute to all the fans of Cleveland. This is a great day for us. You know, we get a lot of publicity. I would also like to say that the grassroots already do this.
What's the beeping
noise?
Yeah,
Lonnie, we got to know, man. This is driving me crazy. My eye's starting to twitch. What is that sound?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm in my car. But anyway,
do you gotta buckle up there, friend?
I don't want to make your eyes twitch. So anyway, let me just say, yeah, we're gonna.
It's not going quicker, Lonnie.
Lonnie,
buckle up, buddy.
Lonnie, what's happening here? Just put your seatbelt on.
There you go. But anyway, thank you, fellas.
Hey,
Lonnie, you are now safe.
Thank you for that. But again, I'm going to say a salute to all the great Cleveland fans. It's a great day for us. No, I think you guys are right. You know, Johnny Manziel, if he was in this age with the social media hype, there's no question about it. You know, Johnny Big Money or whatever his tag was back in the day. Yeah, it was pretty large. But again with Shadur, I just wanted to say that the grassroots already knew that he was going to be successful. We just wanted him to get a fair chance. As it was said in the media, he was throwing to the equipment personnel instead of receivers. So once he did get on the field, we was able to see what he was able to do. And just salute to everyone in Northeast Ohio. Enjoy the accolades, and let's keep it going.
All right, Lonnie, we appreciate you. Let's keep wearing that seatbelt there. Lonnie was trying
to skirt.
He wasn't going to do it.
Bully him into safety?
No, I think his car did. The second he closed the door and started taking off, did you hear his car? It was like, bing, yeah. Bing, bing, bing.
It's like every now and again you put, groceries or something in the passenger seat, and then it does that ding, ding, ding thing to tell you, like, hey, you got to buckle up, and you're like, no, it's groceries. I'm okay.
So when Mongo is riding in the passenger seat, he's a very fidgety pup. And so he's about 75 pounds, so it's enough to take that sensor off.
Mm.
So, you know, he'll shift to one cheek for like 75 seconds,
yeah,
and then move back and it'll start going off. And it's the only downside that, and Mongo likes to bark at everything when you're in the truck. Those are the only two downsides to having Mongo the beautiful pup in the catbird seat with you.
Sometimes that's the way it goes.
But now in this case, it was Lonnie. Lonnie, get buckled up. That's a good call, buddy.
Before we had the Shador traffic stops, the only thing that, I mean, Shador really didn't have some of the other off-field incidents that some of the other guys were talking about had. Like Johnny, obviously, we can go through a laundry list of guys or incidents that he had. And then Baker, I brought up the taco truck incident and him running from the police. Like there was a lot of other things that went with these guys. I think the interesting thing about Shador is that, like, does being the son of Dion, does that just kind of take it into a different category? Is that what this is? Does that trump the idea that Baker ran from cops and Johnny was constantly under different pseudonyms?
I mean, I think it's comparable, but I understand what you're saying. By the way, Keith just saying that he thought Our boss, Keith, not just random Keith, saying he thought it was a heart monitor and just talking about Shador got his blood pressure going or maybe got his heart pumping. You never know.
I mean, he had a good time.
It was. This is Mobley said on Twitter. I think this is a fair one. He said Brady Quinn. And a lot of this goes back to where did you play? Brady being from the Columbus area, growing up a Browns fan, and playing at Notre Dame. And then there was the story of his fall in the draft, which at the time was compared to Aaron Rodgers' fall in the draft. Yeah, I mean, I still remember
it's a good one.
When after the first game of that 2007 season, Charlie Fry, I mean, stunk up the joint, immediately got traded to Seattle, and then they went to Derek Anderson. And we all thought they were going to Brady Quinn, and within that, I lost my ever-loving mind. Now, in the end, it turns out neither Derek nor Brady were very good. Mm-hmm. But at that time, it was like, how could you prolong the franchise agony? How in the hell couldn't you go to Brady Quinn, the face of Browns football for a lot of people?
It's amazing, because you got to think about, like, even 2007, how to measure that and monitor it. And it was really like, how often did the local news and local sports talk radio discuss you? That's really it. It's not like you didn't have a million social media apps for people to kind of gauge some of this stuff. Like 10 years from now, we'll have exact numbers for who, how much interest Shador had versus, you know, rookie we haven't even talked about yet.
Yeah, I think that would be an interesting thing of if you put every one of the guys we've talked about with the same resume in today's day and age, who would have a bigger following or who would Shador have a bigger following then? It's not LeBron.
No.
If Colt McCoy, we can do the Quinn Ewers test here. Quinn Ewers had an incredible profile despite being a pretty mid quarterback at Texas. Notre Dame really didn't have a great quarterback, but Brady Quinn at Notre Dame.
We watched what happened with Riley Leonard.
Brady Quinn at Notre Dame today would break the internet. A good looking quarterback who, by the way, also Browns fan and then get drafted the Browns. We would be obnoxious now. As compared to where we were with Brady, we definitely weren't obnoxious.
You're basically describing what's going to happen with Drew Aller here, aren't you?
Oh, my hope. 216-474-0092. Kendrick Perkins says Shador has the most star power for a rookie since LeBron. John, Dick and Dayton, Tommy, you guys stick there. In a different way of looking at the Browns' successful preseason opener in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.